You are listening to the Bugcast. Don't look at me like that. You're listening to the Bugcast, episode 276.
Woo-hoo! You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
We'll be right back. that was a ending that I didn't expect. I thought it was gonna do a bit of a,
but it didn't.
No, that was Antagonix with Obre els Ulls, or however they pronounce
something
it,
something like that.
Yes, from Barcelona in Spain.
Hey, Barcelona.
I'm going to say this ad lib because there is a slight swearing, but it's not a big sweary, and it's a female dog, basically. If it was not for a few sons of a bitch, egotists, hypocrites, and liars, the world would not be an authentic paradise. And that is their group motto.
Fair enough.
Formed in 2007, presenting themselves with a debut album, a authentic declaration of intentions of their musical discourse, expanding alternative rock and new metal. A touch of funk rock with a bit of punk rock, verbal with direct lyrics, simple and without mincing words, full of criticism and social vindication.
Well,
of course, we can't suggest the vocals because didn't understand a word they were saying.
No,
but I liked the music, and I think music is universal. So there you go. They're influenced by a lot of rock from the 90s. And if you want to find out more, check out antagonix.com, which is antagonics.com.
Awesome. So, welcome. This is the podcast episode 276. A little bit light on the ground this evening because it's not our usual Friday night recording. It is Wednesday, actually, the 21st of August. But regardless whether you're listening live, one of our two listeners listening live at the moment, or whether you're listening on the podcast, it's good to have you along. On tonight's show, we do have our usual mix of rather cracking, the spanktastic music. Yes, I said spanktastic. And we also have a few things to mention, but we'll have more of that in a bit. This is the Nikhil Kurula Band with a track called Spark.
What the fuss is all about. And lately I can see I'm just a face in the crowd, with the melody in mind trying to scream out loud. It's a lonesome road that I've come from, but only I can see the possibility of breaking down the walls of fellow harmony. We all decide to run.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
Last call rang out down at the train station, say. But and I looked at you, but man, you looked away, say. But hey, train departs 3 minutes past 1:52, hey. And at 10 minutes past, I'll be drinking to you, my friend. But these past years, man, we've merged in a family. Sabasia. Oh, but I said some things I thought I believed. And but okay, now that Amtrak's a trigger pulling him my tears. Say, I'm afraid in vain there goes all of the years. Say, but I'd kill for an eye, man, please help me out. The memories are fading, the lights dim, I'm out. Sit. But I've wrestled with blankets and sheets counting sheep. Yes, tried everything but can't find the relief. So I'm downing these bottles tonight, and this one's for the actions taken. Downing these bottles tonight. But I'm downing these bottles tonight. I'm trying to fix what now is broken. Downing these bottles tonight. Sick. I'm alive and dying to live. Sick. Oh, but I'm incomplete and ready to give. See, but, okay. Six cents welled up in my culture of tears. Say, but this my society of dominant fears. And my tears crawl to corners of couches where old pennies die. And I try. Oh, but accusations blur my wrongs and rights. So, but, now that Amtrak trigger pulled these my last tears, those tears, say, I'm afraid in vain there goes all of our years. Say, I'd still kill for an eye, man, please help me out. The memories are fading, the lights dim, I'm out. Say, I've wrestled with blankets and sheets counting sheep. Say, tried everything but can't find the relief. Sick. I'm downing these bottles tonight, and this one's for the actions taken. Downing these bottles tonight. But I'm downing these bottles tonight. I'm trying to fix what now is broken. Downing these bottles tonight. Sick. I'm downing these bottles tonight, and this one's for the actions taken. Downing these bottles tonight. But I'm downing these bottles tonight. I'm trying to fix what now is broken. I'm downing these bottles tonight. But I'm downing these bottles tonight. Shit. I'm downing these bottles tonight. Hey, I'm downing these bottles tonight. Say, I'm downing these bottles tonight. Say.
Yes, and that was Tonight by Quest Poetics from Burnaby in Canada. An original and stylistically diverse act that is as original and stylistically diverse as their listeners. No. What? Yeah, sorry. Original and stylistically diverse as a listener could ever imagine.
Right.
That's how I meant to say it. Melodic flow of the Fugees to the songwriting mastery of the Police and Bob Marley. Definitely got Bob Marley's influence.
I definitely got Sting out of that.
Oh, definitely, yes. The Quest Poetics have dialed upon a sound so unique and gripping that critics are sounding off in an overwhelming array of praise and respect. recently named as one of Vancouver's British Columbia's top five acts of 2007 by Left Hip Magazine. They've got their sights set on success and touring cities all over North America. They've got an expansive library of influences ranging from Dylan, Sade to the Roots, to jazz, to Rage Against the Machine, and it all makes their musical potentially pregnant with creativity.
I think that was Sade.
Sade, whatever.
Not Sade.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Their website is really long-winded, but it was basically web.mac.com/whatever, so we'll check it in the show notes.
We certainly shall.
But I liked that.
It was such a brilliantly raw...
Yeah, and it was the passion in the song.
Mm.
Without screeching, they got the passion across.
Yeah.
I liked it. So there you go.
Yeah, definitely so. Lainey in the chat room, one of our... Oh, our only listener now, in fact. So thank you, Lainey, for joining us. That was the roll call, by the way. Lainey said, found it really quite quirky, and it sounded like the episode of NCIS when Tony went undercover as a street performer, which I don't think I've seen.
It might be in the series that we haven't watched yet.
One of the few series we haven't watched yet. I think series 11's about to start. Huh. Anyway, and before that, you heard... the Nikhil Corolla Band with a track called Spark. Now, imagine if a childhood prodigy that grew up on stage singing alongside Placido Domingo, Barry Manilow and Luther Vandross devoted his musical gifts to uniting souls with uplifting pan-genre groove rock. Well, that is what the website for the Nikhil Corolla Band says. Founding frontman Nikhil Corolla has created a living and breathing musical mosaic with some of Los Angeles' finest musicians. The NK band has touched fans globally with positive messaging, outstanding songcraft, and unparalleled musicianship. Their latest release is an intimate EP called Solo Sessions, and it features some of Nikhil Corolla's most personal songwriting, as well as an all-star backing courtesy of two members of the Dave Matthews Band. A stunning addition to the rich and diverse NK band catalogue. The sextet has shared stages with a wide variety of respected artists and also played landmark mainstream events such as Sunset Sessions and Sundance, but all of this with no major label or booking agent. It all comes down to the strength of its music and the deep connections the group has forged with its engaged fan base. If you want to find out more, their website is at nkband.com. And in case you didn't say it already, they're from Los Angeles in the US. And along with Quest Poetics, I think that's definitely a band we're going to have to try and pick out some more material for, because I've enjoyed both of those songs immensely. Right. Okay, let's crack on, I think. Let's have another piece of music.
Yes, we shall. This next piece...
Oh, is mine.
It's your track, so sorry. Stop confusing me.
I was just checking to see if you're on the ball.
I don't recognise that name. Did I choose that? No, I didn't.
No. I think I might have got away with that. Not. This is Candice Russell with What I Didn't Do, which was Remember.
Fading This is John from Canada, and when I'm not losing the game, I like to listen to the Bugcast.
Thank you. so posh and garnish. I sip slowly from my glass. The winner car with white from the past. And I said nothing, nothing can do me better tonight. And I said nothing, nothing can do me better tonight. And I said nothing, nothing can do me better tonight. And I said nothing, nothing can do me better tonight.
Was Orchid with Call to the Past from Poznan in Poland. They were founded in January 2006 in Poznan, a city in the midway between Warsaw and Berlin. Is Berlin Germany?
Yeah, and Warsaw's Poland.
All right, okay, so midway between something in Poland and something in Germany.
Yes.
Okay. After they made their debut as part of a nationwide charity action known as Wielka Orchestra Swatejnik Pomacy. Say that quickly when you've had a drink. We played several gigs in Poland. Their music goes easy with the rock and roll. It's mostly simple, melodic, sometimes schmaltzy, and it kind of does a bit electronics, but it's also very modern and rather vintage at the same time.
Hmm.
But I liked it because it wasn't lo-fi, the lyrics, but there was a distance to it.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that at the moment she started singing. It seemed like she was like, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 feet behind me.
I envisioned them being in a room and the microphone was at the door and they were in the room doing the singing. So, and I'm glad you understood what I was trying to say.
No, I definitely picked up on that. That's why I looked at you as if to say,
yeah.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lack of quality of the vocals. It just sounded like it was done from a distance and I liked that.
I think it worked.
Yeah, I liked it. If you want to find out more, they've got a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/orchidtheband.
And before that, you heard a beautiful track by Candice Russell called Remember. Now, she's from Tualatin, I think that's how it's pronounced, in Oregon in the United States. And you can find out more about her at her website at candicerussell.com. Now, she wrote this song, Remember, from the perspective of her friend who was named New. Who was sold into sex slavery as a child in Cambodia. As you can imagine, New was depressed, miserable, and in agony under these circumstances. However, she was eventually adopted by American parents. Now she's a young woman who is strong, confident, and beautiful. New and her parents have started an outreach of building and staffing homes called Remember New. New now travels and speaks about her story and helps raise funds to build the homes worldwide. And there are now two Remember New homes in Cambodia that rescue young ladies from sex slavery and 20 homes. Okay, I've obviously misread that. The purpose of this song is to encourage those trapped to believe for a better day. It's always also written to inspire those who can help to do so. Although the song is written about sex trafficking, it is also an inspiration to all women who have been abused, misused, abandoned, or neglected.
Quite powerful stuff.
Isn't it? But the song the song and the words and, well, her voice are just absolutely out of this world. Awesome stuff. Another one, I think, that we'll have a look at some more of her material. And the same with your last artist as well, Orchid.
Hmm.
I have to say, you're doing pretty flipping good this week from my perspective. Very often, some of the things that you choose don't quite gel with me. But this week, yeah, definitely.
This was one of my choose a category, trawl through things to find things that I like.
What was the category?
First it was rock, Then I tried pop rock. I even tried folk. Tried funk. And when it comes to metal, because there was one track I almost chose this week until it broke out into, was it death metal or thrash metal with a blah, blah, blah. Scare the life out of Cara, who didn't know it was. But it's not just that. I don't mind a bit of blah, 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 if it's in taken with a song, but it completely changed the song. And alongside the rah, 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 the music just exploded behind them and it was just noise. You wouldn't have heard what they were saying.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of stuff where you'd imagine if a neighbour was arguing for somebody else, that's what they would be playing to not to wind people up. And then it went back to being soft again, but it was too long for me to tolerate, so I didn't want to play it on the...
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
See, I don't mind that deep, throaty stuff when it's in... Like Antares, when he does his deep stuff,
yeah, but
it tends to be in keeping with the song and it's got that offset balance.
That's alongside the melodic metal.
Yeah. This one, it started off melodic metal, but only for about 45 seconds. Then he came in, I'm assuming it's a he, with the rattling noise, and that was I skipped through about 1, 2, 3 minutes of it and it was still going. Went back to melodic and it was just too, the balance wasn't there. Balance is what I'm
saying. I like being surprised and shocked by music. If there's a particular piece of music that I'm sitting and enjoying, a brief departure into something completely out there can sometimes work. But I think if you're expecting a song to be of the melodic metal, which is obviously a genre that you and I can relate to, but then suddenly go into death metal or thrash metal for 10, 15, 20 seconds, maybe half a minute at the most, then that's fine. It's a departure. But for the whole song to almost be that style, you almost feel deceived.
Yes.
By thinking, I'm going to enjoy this song. So you choose it and you play it. And then I really wish I hadn't.
See, one of the funk ones I listened to started brilliantly. Went off course, went back to being brilliant, and then went off on a, how in any way, shape or form is that anything to do with funk? What are you doing? It's like they were experimenting and they took the experiment too far and didn't quite know how to rein it in.
Yeah.
See, I have no issues playing songs that are in a foreign language. If I like the music and I like the way the singing's happening, because there was another artist I almost chose. The music was brilliant, but his vocal quality didn't seem to match the music. He almost was shouting the lyrics. And it wasn't a death metal-y one. This was a rock one, but it was like he was talking the lyrics loudly rather than singing them.
But you said not shouting.
Not quite shouting, but imagine karaoke where you've got somebody who is saying the words rather than singing the words.
William Shatner.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Julian and he sounded Clary. Old as well.
Right.
But I don't know if he was or not, but it's just it grated the two things didn't quite match.
Didn't
you
gel.
Had a really polished music and then you didn't have the lyrics to go with it. Which is quite...
Have you ever heard anything by Public Image Limited?
Probably not.
Because you might think the same way. The music's fantastic, but please get Johnny Rotten off the microphone.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he was the Sex Pistols, along with, what's his name? Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious, that's the one.
Yeah. But no, John Lydon formed Public Image Limited in the 80s, I think it was. It's supposed to be a fresh departure from the heavy punk of the Sex Pistols. And musically, I think it worked really well. Lyrically, it worked really well. Vocally, nah. Nah. Anywho, what I wanted to mention is the court-martial of Bradley Manning, the man accused of leaking all the US cables and secret documents
to WikiLeaks. Miranda thing?
No, that's something different. He's been sentenced to 35 years in prison for leaking these documents to WikiLeaks. I don't think anybody's surprised. I'm a little bit disappointed. I don't think you should jail somebody for 35 years for passing on information that could have been... Well, that has basically made the US government look rather silly. And yet, murderers, rapists, and all the rest of it don't get anywhere near that.
Did he get... What happened to him? What was his sentence?
35 years.
Right. Somebody posted a picture today of somebody I didn't recognise. I'm guessing it's the same person saying divulged information on war crimes or something.
Mm.
Got 35 years. And then a picture of George W. Bush. Committed war crimes. Got rewarded with X, Y, or Z. It's...
Unsurprisingly, the prosecution in the court martial, which presumably was being represented by the US government, was disappointed that the sentence was so low. Which I think is absolutely crazy. But it then begs the question. I mean, yeah, okay, the government the US government have won this one, and Bradley Manning is now going to be behind bars. What about Edward Snowden?
Is this the chap who's hiding in Russia at the moment?
Yes, because if you think about the, in quotation marks, crimes that these two people have committed, yes, Bradley Manning committed the crimes against the military. Edward Snowden has done essentially the same thing against the federal government. Okay. Now, if the US gets hold of Edward Snowden, what's going to happen to him?
Mm.
You could argue, I mean, he said, Bradley Manning said himself in his statement after his sentence was announced, I acted out of love for our country. There is an argument to suggest that Bradley Manning actually did the right thing. There is an argument to suggest that Edward Snowden did the right thing. Certainly in the eyes of the public. But they've still broken, violated US law. Or military law in Manning's case.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Of course it is. There is a very difficult fence to balance on. I mean, not to think about Julian Assange.
Yeah, but
who obviously is accomplice the right word? He's an accessory to what Bradley Manning did. In the same way that, was it The Guardian, is an accessory to what Edward Snowden did. Which, as you quite rightly said, brings us nicely on to the to David Miranda, who was held in a London police station for 9 hours, I think it was, without being charged under alleged terror offences. Oh, sorry, under the Terrorism Act, Prevention of Terrorism Act.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's... and to add to that, Grok Law... which is a technology law website. I don't know that much about it because I've not actually read it. Because they receive a lot of their information from anonymous sources via email. Well, they're not anonymous when they're sent, obviously. But they're received by Grok Law, who then make them anonymous and publish them on the website. They've now had to close down. This is an extremely well-respected site. Has had been forced to close down because Pam Jones, I think is the owner of Grok Law, can no longer guarantee the anonymity of the people that are sending the information in, because it's being sent over email, which is being monitored. Mm. What's happening? What's next? What is going on when this kind of freedom, this freedom of anonymity, freedom of anything really, is being affected? I mean, no one's gone to her and said, you can't do this anymore. She's done what she had to do to protect the people that are feeding her with information. Which, if you think about it, is kind of what Bradley Manning and Edward Snowden did.
Yeah. It's kind of slightly different, but thinking of the internet and things, we covered the story last week of the young lass who'd committed suicide from being bullied on Ask FM.
Mm.
An interesting... what's the word? Twist to the tale. The people behind Ask FM have claimed that they have provided the police with information on the IP address and things of the anonymous comments that were the ones that were bullying her, that caused her to do what she was doing. And their claim, which obviously the UK government haven't confirmed, their claim is that majority of the anonymous comments came from the same place, which matched the IP and login information of Hannah herself.
Yeah.
So the insinuation there is that a lot of the nasty comments was done by herself in like a reversal way of trying to get
attention.
Mm. I'd be very interested to see how that comes about, what comes of that, and whether that gets corroborated, because that's so very, very sad.
There is some really, really screwy stuff going on at the moment all over the world. Yeah.
Well, this week alone, you've had the fallout from the young lass called Hannah. There's a lad up in, was it in Scotland, that had committed suicide because he'd been conversing with who he thought was a girl that was interested in him against video, the whole line of my video's not working but I can see you, worked out to be a group of people taking the mickey out of him.
Yeah.
They threatened to show the footage of him doing various things. He committed suicide. So that's that one. And then there's a new one at the moment where, is it V Festival that's just happened?
Not sure.
V Festival, I think, has just happened. Young lass on her knees committing an act against a bloke. You can kind of put your... She's on her knees, he stood up. You can get the idea. Stupid to let people take pictures. They're now flooded on the internet. She's 17 years old. And she's clearly visible as to who she is. But in that respect, how gullible to think that people were just taking pictures for the heck of it. What did she expect them to do with the pictures?
Hmm.
You know, it's a laugh at the time because you probably had a bit to drink or you're a bit giddy. But think these things through.
Yeah.
You know, people might say, oh, I'm just taking a picture for the... They're doing it for a reason. And that reason usually is to get a bit of fame and notoriety by putting on a YouTube video and getting lots of hits.
Mm.
Or an image and sending it around as a meme. It's just so sad.
Yeah, it is.
But I think a lot of teenagers need to realise that the internet is permanent.
No one's telling these people. No one's telling these young teenagers. Even adults don't know that you put something on the internet, the world's going to see it.
I can't remember where it was. It was a documentary some time ago, and it was about a woman who experimented with soft porn, and I mean by soft porn allowing herself to be pictured topless alongside somebody. So it was like,
yeah,
set things that she was doing, and she was doing it just to raise a bit of money while she was doing her college, and she's a long way away from that. But to this day, I mean, this was a while back, so it was like 10 years later, her image was still being used by the agency she'd worked with on those, you know, in magazines, and you get the old whole sex chat little post, and you get a woman, busty woman, callers from the time.
The personals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her image is still using that. It was used on porn sites across the way. She'd never agreed to any of that, but it was a small print in this agency that said that they could save her image and use it at a later date. But she said that she was in her 40s by the time she'd done this thing. Mm. But she was saying it was something she did in her 20s. She thought it was a temporary thing, but it still blights her life to this day.
Yeah.
And she wishes she could have gone back in time and told her 20-odd-year-old self not to be naive.
Yeah, that's the... Yeah.
All she can do is every time she sees it, try and ask them to retrospectively stop using her image.
Mm.
But she says usually they don't get the response, so she's just stopped fighting it now. But she's now got children of her own, knowing that her children could one day pick up a magazine and see their mum.
Yeah.
And it's a bit sad, so... Yes, I think we've digressed and talked a lot there.
I think we have. Let's have another track. This is Biting Elbows with Who Am I to Stand Still?
Computer, Play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bugcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The Bugcast was streamed live in the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebookcast.org/live.
Thank you.
I used to make plans for the years ahead. Pile them up inside my head. While time spun, while time spun its web around all the dreams.
Silence is sexy with Spider. Now we did play Silence is sexy back
Silence
on
is sexy.
Show 246. It's because I was going to say the word show, which is why the Silence is sexy. Are good songs. Say Silence is sexy. Good songs are not bad either. Is their slogany type thing. They have the arena-ready pop anthems, meticulously crafted image, and even the celebrity keyboard player. These are downright Dutch rock stars that have landed on Jamendo. This Ain't Hollywood is the second album by the Utrecht-based five-piece band. The previous one was released the normal way, with sales which were okay for a Dutch indie band. This time they decided to make sure that This Ain't Hollywood was done a different way, and it was to put it up on album for free download, first on their website and torrent servers, and then on Jamendo, where the response has been very positive, and they've been impressed by the number of people that use Jamendo to discover new music. So I think what they're trying to say there is the sales of their first album was not as good as they expected. Doing it free has brought their music to a lot more people.
Mm.
It's increased their listenership.
That's the model.
And that is the whole point. Mm. They are, as I say, from Utrecht in Poland. Is that two Polish songs I've done tonight?
It is, yes. Your Ooh. First one was Polish as well.
There you go.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
No,
sorry, your fifth, yeah. Yeah, your third one.
Yes. Their URL, though, just to confuse you, is silenceissexy.nl, which I believe is the Netherlands.
It is.
Not Poland.
Yes.
Unless it's a mistake.
I want to know who the celebrity keyboard player is.
Yes, they make a statement like that and then don't actually back it up.
Well, whilst you're looking for that, before that you heard Biting Elbows with a track called Who Am I to Stand Still? Biting Elbows is a Russian rock band that was formed in 2008 in Moscow. In 2012, they were an opening act for Guns N' Roses and Placebo's concerts in Moscow, which were played at the Maxidrom Festival. If you want to find out more, this is where I have to give you an advisory. They do have an official website at bitingelbows.com. That is not what I'm going to link to in the show notes, and there's a very good reason for that. I'm going to be linking to their Wikipedia page instead. Now, the reason being is their official website does have a full page rendering of a video to one of their tracks. Now, the track is entitled Bad Person with Oedipus Complex. Well, kind of. The video itself could be described as ultra-violent. So please, if you're not into violence and you're not into language, do not go there. I'm telling you that now. All right? But all the same, that track was rather good, and I'm glad I chose it.
Right, yes. Just done a look at their... The Silence is Sexy doesn't actually tell you... The website doesn't tell you a lot, so I've gone to their Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't tell... It links in 2003-2004 their band members, which includes somebody on vocals, guitar, bass, drums, no mention of keyboard. 2005 was when their first EP was out. And they were also dubbed The Next Big Thing, and they almost got a Kink FM award.
Fair enough.
Their debut album, Everything You Should Know, was recorded in 2006. Still no mention of a keyboard player. 2007, they were nominated by Kink FM and Live XS for a Night's Live XS award. Yes, so they didn't actually mention... Although they have five member names, but only four mentioned with the instruments.
Hmm. Anyway.
Definitely said keyboard player, didn't it?
Yeah, it did, yeah. Right, while Callan continues to look at that, next week, the Bugcast episode 277 will be broadcast in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 30th of August, I think, if I've calculated that correctly, at 9:30 p.m. UK time. We'll be back to our normal live recording routine. If you'd like to get in contact with us, head along to the website, thebugcast.org, where you can find out all of the information regarding getting in contact with us via social networking. You can also drop us an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. Show notes for this show will be, when it actually gets released as a podcast, at thebugcast.org/show/276. Please get in contact with us. It'd be good to hear from you.
Yes.
We are going to leave you with, well, the way we started, actually. We started with a Spanish track. We're ending with a Spanish track. This is by a band called Lost Brodies. Los Brodies, that is, not Lost Brodies, from Zaragoza.
Have we played them before?
I don't think so. I did go looking for them, but it doesn't... Ah, we haven't played Lost Brodies, but we have played their previous incarnation, as they have been formed out of the remnants of We and Them, who we have definitely played before. So with a few self-produced EPs and a lot of gigs behind them, they have presented their first studio album, which is called Esta en el Air, which literally means it's in the air. It was recorded in February 2013 at the Andoian Garrett Studios with legendary Spanish producer Kaki Arcarazo, I think is what that says, and was released in April of this year. If you want to find out more, they do have a website at losbrodies.com. Link will be in the show notes, as always.
And so track down the famous keyboard player, which they mentioned.
Maybe it's just lip service. I don't know. Silence is Sexy. If you are listening to this, please do write to us and tell us who your famous celebrity keyboard player is, because we would like to know. So I shall leave you with Los Brodies and their track, El Mundo Es Un Escenario. I'm actually quite chuffed I said that. And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Azul armado esperando que estalle. Oh, oh, todo está en juego, todo está en juego. Si te ahogan, es la hora de recuperar la voz. Oh, oh, hey, yeah. Que en el silencio no hay esencia. Cuando se acaba la paciencia, y será que ya se dictó la sentencia. Oh, 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 es caer o vencer. Escenario, el regidor vestido de poder, el telón ha caído, cambia vuestro papel. La noche y el bolsillo bajo cero están durmiendo con máquinas que dinero dan. ¡Qué ironía! Ellos se quedaron su hogar. Miles de voces en las calles, ya fue armado esperando que estalle. El mundo es un escenario. Y el mundo
podcast, submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.
Shut up!